who usually lose the first test match of a series, they come back stronger in the second test match. There are always mistakes made in the first test. You're after all playing in alien conditions, and obviously Australia have brought a very, very young and inexperienced side. But obviously they learned something from the Chennai test match. However, you need to put that to use. In two test matches in the series so far, Australia have batted first in conditions which have been very, very good, but they have not been able to make full use or make full advantage of that particular point. And I think in more than in Chennai, it hurt them in Hyderabad, because 237 is not a first innings total in a test match of this value of in a test match which is being played in a subcontinent. So I think that was a point that really hurt them. And that is the advantage that they did not drive home. And these are the basic. This is the basic point that they needed to learn from Chennai. The fact of the matter is that they had made two changes. They had brought in two spinners instead of one spinner. One of them was another all-rounder. So they had another batting option in Glenn Maxwell. So they had strengthened their batting in a way, you can say. But for them to score 237 runs, I think that was a big, big error. And it didn't really happen for them. You know, you can talk about the Hyderabad pitch, that it was taking a quicker turn than the slower pitch in Chennai. There was a little more bounce on the third and the fourth day when the wickets just fell in a heap. But the first 2 days, there was a bit in the pitch. If the seam of the ball was hitting the seam of the ball was hitting the pitch, and I think the Indian bowlers in the first innings were very, very good. They bowled very, very well, especially Bhuvneshwar Kumar. He read the pitch absolutely right. He knew he needed to hit the pitch hard and let the ball cut away. We were not watching the ball swing. We were watching the ball seam from Bhuvneshwar Kumar's hand, and that is what did the trick. And when you think about it, you know, 237 runs in the first innings, and then that major collapse, which just gave them 131 odd in the second innings. You have to look at Australia's shot selection. Sure, they are aggressive batsmen. They have aggressive batsmen in David Warner, in Shane Watson, Matthew Wade, Moses Enriquez. These are aggressive batsmen in any format of the game. But again, you have to be patient. You have to bide your time. You have to select proper shots in Test cricket. Australia made a lot of errors in judgment, especially in batting during this Test match. There were other errors as well, like Michael Clark adamant in batting at number 5. We've seen Phil Hughes struggle against spin, like he's batting on a turning on a wicket that is always turning square. I don't know if dropping Nathan Lyon was such a brilliant idea. I thought, despite the fact that Xavier Doherty and Glenn Maxwell got some wickets on the third day, I thought Nathan Lyon should have played. However, the small point is that the Australian batting really, really left them stranded.